This is Amy Holmes with The Takeaway. So, John, apparently more and more of our neighbors are arming up and packing heat, and
I'm actually carrying several firearms this morning.
Right now.
But you can't see them.
Well,
just for protection. Yes. You never know.
And they want to keep these weapons.
That would be illegal here in New York.
It would be illegal. I'd have to turn you in. They want to keep these weapons on them at all times, apparently. Applications for concealed weapons are way up. Yeah.
It's kind of a fashion trend.
It is. Pearl-handled pistol. With us to discuss this is Dawn Pind, firearms instructor at Show Me Shooters Indoor Range from Kansas City, Missouri. Also, Christy Manning, instructor at Carter Shooting Supply in Harrison, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, Dawn, I want to start with you. USA Today reports that in your state of Missouri, there's been a record uptick in applications, and in your county alone, the sheriff has had to hire two extra staffers to deal with the crush. Is that what you're seeing?
We've seen it just about double. Yeah, correct.
So interesting. What kinds of people are signing up?
Presently, we're getting what I would call to be the older generation. The classes have tended to be more in the 40s and 50s here in the last few months that are obtaining their license to carry.
Interesting. So what are these folks telling you about why they're coming to you to get this training for a concealed weapon?
Most of them are running into a problem that they're running into situations of neighbors, friends of theirs that have run into some kind of problem. It used to be that we would hear something on the news, something happened locally or somewhere in the, you know, around the Kansas City area. But these people are running into situations that is getting closer to home, and they're just kind of bothered about what the economy is going to do and what might happen to them or in their neighborhood.
So are they afraid that in a recession that it might make people desperate and more violent and that they need to protect themselves?
Seems to be the general consensus, yeah.
But Don, that makes me a little worried. I mean, are people actually coming into your store and saying, I need to get a concealed weapon because I'm having a problem with my neighbor? I'd be a little worried about that.
Well, yeah, it can bother us a lot. Basically, what they're running into is it's somebody that they know has had a problem, somebody that they work with, know someone. It used to be you just heard about it, and it was someplace around the city. Now it's getting into the different neighborhoods, and it's starting to bother the people. Most of them are coming in right now to learn to shoot. They've never owned a firearm, or they haven't had a firearm in quite a few years, and they're wanting to get back into it and find out what is available today. Things have changed quite a bit in the firearms industry as far as what they make, what they manufacture, type, size, style of weapons. So it's kind of a regeneration of a lot of things.
So, Christy Manning, I want to bring you into the conversation. Are you seeing the same spike in interest at your family store?
Yeah, we're seeing quite a bit of change. I know I went from probably 50 students a month to 150 students a month, so we've almost tripled in our area.
Amazing. Christy in Harrison, Tennessee. Now, I understand that, you know, there are a lot of hoops you have to jump through in order to get a concealed weapons permit. Can you describe the process?
Well, here in Tennessee, it's not really a concealed permit. It's just you can open carry or concealed carry. So it's just basically called the handgun carry permit. You have to go through an 8-hour course here in Tennessee, pass the course with a written test and a certification as far as shooting to make sure you can shoot. Then you have to apply for it with the state and go through the process of background checks. I know we went from normally getting your permit back within 2 to 3 weeks to, I think one of my students said they finally got theirs back the other day and had applied in April. So
wow.
That's been a backlog. Yeah, they're very backlogged in Nashville. I mean, they're hoping as fast as they can get them out, but
So Don Pind in Kansas City, Missouri, was mentioning a moment ago at his store that a lot of the technology, a lot of things have changed in the gun industry. Christy Manning, has there been a change in the holster technology so that it's easier to conceal a weapon? I mean, up here in New York, Plaxico Burress had a handgun in his pocket and practically blew his leg off. How have the holsters changed?
Well, I don't know how he was carrying. That kind of defeats the purpose of having a gun in your pocket.
Yeah, well, he's in a mess of trouble. Don't worry about him.
But, you know, we sell holsters from everything from ankle to thigh to, you know, inside the pants, inside the pocket. Now, the most popular has been inside the pants where people are starting to carry it in the small of their back.
Really?
Yeah, we've gotten, I don't know if it's because they see the instructor do it because that's the way I carry or just because it's just a convenient way to carry that you can conceal it and not have as much harassment about it, you know.
So, Christy, I'm sure you're aware that, you know, a lot of folks in the blue states and the big cities are, you know, sort of frightened by people carrying guns, and they say it's just driven by paranoia. What do you say to this criticism?
I have had, in the last 6 to 8 months, I have had about, out of the massive amount of students I've had, I probably had about 25 that have sat in my classroom and been a Obama supporter and a Democrat supporter, but they're scared to death.
Wow.
Fascinating.
Don, let me just ask you one last question before we go, okay?
Sure.
You know, I used to live in Israel where everybody has guns, okay? And when some attack would happen, you'd always get people just, like, pulling out their firearms, and sure enough, two or three civilians would die. Now, that's, you know, overstating the case, but in general, is there anything in your classes that says to people, okay, if things start going crazy, don't just pull out your gun and start firing? I mean, is there any advice to people in a situation to maybe not overdo it?
Oh, yeah. Basically, we tell people that you're not police officers. You're there and you have a weapon. Protect yourself. Get back in a corner. Get back out of the situation. You're not there to try to protect everybody else. You're there to protect yourself or loved ones that are available. We have a situation here that you can post, a business can post a sign that they don't want firearms in their business. You cannot carry one in there. Here in the last few months, we're seeing a lot of signs now. Instead of a circle with a gun and a line, they're to keep you out, they have a red one. Now people are posting a sign that's green, has a firearm in it without a line, and it says, "We welcome carry concealed customers."
Wow. Interesting cultural conversation, I have to say.
Fascinating.
I want to thank our guest. Don Pind is a firearms instructor at Show Me Shooters Indoor Range in Kansas City, Missouri. And Christy Manning is an instructor at Carter Shooting Supply in Harrison, Tennessee. Thank you so much for joining us.
Christy Manning with a bulge in the back, apparently.
Apparently.
As she told us there.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.